Let Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation. Keep you from catching monkeypox.
So we're talking about processors and Moore's Law and how it's really slowed down. And you know, I think a lot of us as consumers and just kind of casual observers of electronics never really thought about the fact that that would not ever stop being a law. And in fact, it has. And what's happened is because of the way processors produce heat, they've stopped increasing the frequency of the processors. We talked about that, how they kind of topped out at around 3 gigahertz, give or take. And there's some exceptions. I mean, you probably know geeks that have overclocked stuff, you know, with water cooling and everything else and really sophisticated systems. And you can get 4 gigahertz out of some of those and you know, maybe even higher, but it gets real unreliable real quick, depending on the specifics of the motherboard, the BIOS, the processor, the memory, et cetera. It all becomes quite a technical razor's edge. But for most of us, some conventional consumer items, laptops and desktops, 3 gigahertz is about roughly where it's tapped out. What they've done, though, to get around that in terms of a performance bottleneck is they've just added processors, you know, dual core, quad core, 8 core, 16 core. So while you get an increase in heat from each of those cores, it's not as great an increase as if you went from 3.2 to 3.5 gigahertz. Adding a second core produces less heat at 3 gigahertz than going to 3.5 with a single core. And so they're able to get around and manage the heat a little bit, but still ultimately they've, you know, 8 cores produces 8 times as much heat as a single core. You know, it does, you still have that, ultimately that ceiling of managing the heat. Well, one of the things that they're working at the University of Texas at Austin is essentially like an electronic Teflon. What they've done over the years is silicon's been the basis for all the processors that are made. Works well, relatively inexpensive. They figured out how to deal with it at a very, 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 literally an atomic level in terms of miniaturization and manufacturing at that level, 45 nanometers and stuff like this. But when those electrons flow on that surface, they produce friction, which produces the heat. And they can't get around it. At least they haven't yet. And a guy by the name of Alan McDonald, who's a member of SWAN, which is the Southwest Academy of Nanoelectronics, that's an industry-funded consortium that's working at the very highest levels to try to figure out what really invent new materials that might allow those electrons to slide with little or no friction along pathways made of whatever this material is. Now, they haven't invented the material yet, but that's their goal. Now, when they do that, Moore's Law may be exceeded. It may be a year they can double. It might be 3 months they can double. Who knows? But right now, they haven't figured it out. Now what they're talking about doing here is really literally inventing new states of matter. And this theoretical new state of matter is called an exciton condensate.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those.
No, you haven't. You've seen the reports of the possibility of that. You have not seen one.
No.
Exciton condensate.
They don't realize this. I found out this when I was like 3 years old. When you were
listening to that Coke commercial?
It's true.
When you first heard that Coke commercial, one in the world?
That's right. And I was looking, I was seeing those condensates. When you know when you're a kid, you can do it now when you're an adult, but when you're a kid, when you press on your eyes until they start
you
sparkling, that's where they are. And you can also see neutrinos. When you do that, when they flash through your
field of vision,
yeah,
gotcha.
Try it,
okay. Exciton condensates. No one's found the right recipe except Evil Steve, but they're really working hard on figuring this out so they can produce low power transistors that are no longer made of silicon. It really is interesting because you know what's going to stop looking at your exciton condensates and pay attention to the show.
Hold on, right there. There it goes.
You know, if you push on your eyes, you'll go blind initially.
I don't see what you're saying. I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah. And deaf.
There they are. There they are.
You shouldn't do that.
And they transform from yellow to blue to red and then back to black again. It's amazing.
Yeah. And when that black stays, that's when you have a problem.
I'm doing corneal massage.
Yeah.
It's good for your eyes.
Well, can you imagine when silicon is eventually replaced? Mm-hmm. Think about a fundamental development. You know, I talked about at the top of the show, being excited about things that we look like we're right on the cusp of. And this is one of those things. This is not, well, I was going to say this is not a theoretical thing. Well, actually it is because they haven't done it yet. But it is something that's right around the corner. And when this happens, what could it be that Texas will be the new Silicon Valley, except it won't be called Silicon Valley? Yeah. It'll be the new exciton condensate valley.
Prairie, not valley.
Oh, it would be the exciton condensate valley. Or no.
Prairie.
Exciton condensate prairie.
Yes.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bunch of spoiled 20-year-old guys that just invented a new $2 billion company.
And what they need to do, and I'm sure they're doing this, is they need to go down.
And real estate will be, you know, like $1 million for a 1,200 square foot.
They need to use the Fagellan motor as their inspiration on miniaturizing and using just what you need to get the job done, lot less waste than they use now, because they're doing so many things.
Have these
now
electrons actually propelled?
Sure.
By a Fagellan motor?
Well, or
is that a Magellan floater?
Or using, that's a different story. Well, because there were floaters that Magellan had to deal with, but this is different. But this is bacterial. Obviously, this is a bacterial. Basically, it's the motor that drives little bacteria around.
Right.
It's at the smallest, most miniature level you can imagine.
Yeah.
And this thing is a little motor that actually uses.
It's like a spiral tail that goes around and around. Yeah.
You guys don't know what that is? Just look up Fagellan motor and you'll see it's the smallest and it's the smallest and I think do believe it's the how do they categorize it as the first rotary motor, and that's one of the reasons why I'm a huge rotary motor fan. I knew I was for a long time, and then this has just solidified the rotary motor's superiority over the reciprocating engine.
Yeah,
go have a look; it's fascinating. It really is.
Whew, technical.
Yes.
866-821-8255 is the number. Now, another way they can do this, and you know, for a lot of folks, this is counterintuitive. It feels negative to say this, but I'll tell you, I think it is one of the secrets to efficiency and productivity, no matter what you're talking about, is the theory of good enough. In the Department of Computer Science in the Institute for Computational Engineering and Sciences, they're looking on ways to make the performance equal to what's necessary. Now, this is a truly as interesting and potentially revolutionary as what we were just talking about is with the exciton condensates. This is perhaps more attainable and maybe even more efficient. But I think it goes against human nature, just good enough. An example they give is images on a cell phone. Guy by the name of Pingali talks about, who's involved in the project, talks about you could render an image precisely, or maybe you could produce an image that looks just as good to the human eye with half the energy. Mm-hmm. I think that's a powerful concept, and I think that's something that we've kind of come away from. We, you know, the 4K thing is an example. I mean, there's no question that the 4K, you can see the difference between regular HD and 4K. You can see it. But there's way you can kind of cheat it where you can incrementalize that. And maybe you don't need a complete 4K, but you can get like 95% of a 4K effect way back down toward HD cost. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of concept they're talking about here. If your eye can't tell the difference, why bother? It's just a waste of power and energy, according to Pingali. And I do think that that is it sounds sloppy. But that's not what it is. It's called engineering. It's like when engineers build a race car. They build a race car that will just barely hang together mm-hmm. and make it as light as they can make it, still be safe, sure. and not an ounce extra. Now, that doesn't mean they're being skimpy, they're being cheap, they're being dangerous. It just means they're being engineers. Let's tailor this to the way it's intended to get the maximum performance, least weight, least cost, least heat, etc. I think that could be a magical recipe. 866-821-8255 is the number. We come back. We got the last segment of the show. Some more fun news from Apple after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.